Yesterday, I was running errands around town, and it seemed like everywhere I looked, the traffic lights were backed up, people were just going crazy trying to get the last-minute Christmas stuff done. And it reminded me of what we talked about last week, that it's possible to be in the middle of the Christmas season and forget and to miss what it's all about. A few days ago, we talked about the innkeeper. We don't know much about him, but we do know this one line where he said to Mary and Joseph, "There is no room in the inn." Well, he's not the only one that missed Christmas. In fact, here's what Matthew chapter 2 says. It says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod." It says in verse 3, "When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And so he called together the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and he asked them where the Christ was to be born." Verse 7, "Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and he found out from them the exact time the star had appeared." And so all throughout the Christmas story is this guy named Herod. Herod missed Christmas. He had a front row seat. He had all the input in the world. He was well informed. He pretended to be interested in Jesus, but in the end, he missed it. Why? Because he had jealous fear. Jealous fear. He was afraid of somebody stepping into his life and becoming the king in his life. Think about this. He heard that phrase. He didn't understand what it meant. He heard the phrase, "the King of the Jews." And the moment he heard that, he began to lock up. He began to say, "Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Nobody's going to be the boss of me. Nobody's going to sit on the throne in my life." And I think in some ways, there's a little bit of Herod in all of us. There's a little bit of Herod when we've got our routines and we've got our plans and we've got our dreams. It's easy to say, "Well, of course I want Jesus to be in my life," when we're in a tough time. It's easy to say, "Hey, we want salvation." But my question is, as we experience Christmas, is there an area of our life that we need to step off of the throne and say, "Jesus, you've got all of me. You're the king. I don't want to miss Christmas like Herod. I don't want to be afraid. I'm going to live a life that surrenders to you." Have a great day today as you enjoy this Christmas season and as we prepare our hearts for one of the greatest days ever, when Jesus came to earth. God bless you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And I'm broken in the valley. You're